Parashat Mitzorah begins with the words, Zot tiyet Torat HaMitzorah b'yom taharato v'huva el ha-kohen. These shall be the rituals and instructions for a leper at the time that he is to be cleansed, when it has been reported to the priest. The first case of tzara'at that the Torah speaks about is tzara'at haguf, an ailment that affects the skin. Once the Kohen has diagnosed the physical ailment of tzara'at, v'hizgir ha-kohen et hanega shivat yamim, the individual is forced to remove himself from the community, go into isolation and quarantine for 7 days. Now, when a person's home is diagnosed with tzara'at habayit, the treatment is very different. V'tzivah ha-kohen ufinu et habayit. The priest shall order the house cleared. In other words, all of the individual's belongings are brought into the public sphere for everyone to see. Only then can the Kohen inspect the walls of the house. In addition to exposing everything in the person's home, we can assume that the owner and his family must find another family who will host them until they are able to return to their home. Awkward, as my kids would say. Why is it that the treatment of the person physically afflicted with tzara'at is isolation and separation from society, while the treatment for tzara'at on the house is loss of privacy, the surrender of personal space, and forced existence within the community? Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, based on comments in the Midrash and the Gemara, points out that because tzara'at was treated by priests rather than doctors, it shouldn't be interpreted as a medical problem at all, but rather exclusively as a spiritual ailment. There are discussions in the Midrash and then later on in the Gemara as to what these spiritual ailments could be. The Gemara in Erchin Ted Zayin Amid Aleph presents such a discussion about tzara'at haguf. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan. Al shiva dvarim nigain ba'in. Leprous marks come and afflict a person for 7 sinful matters. Al lashon hara, ve'al shvichut damim, ve'al shvuot shav, ve'al gilui arayot, ve'al gasut haruach, ve'al hagezel, ve'al tsarut ha'ayin. For malicious speech, lashon hara, for murder, for an oath taken in vain, for forbidden sexual relations, for arrogance, for theft, and for stinginess. In all of these 7 situations, the individual has somehow sinned against society. This person has overstepped the boundaries of his or her own personal space and uninvited invades the world of another, causing physical and emotional pain as well as damage. Such a person needs to learn that community is a gift and can be taken away. The Medrash Devarim Rabbah offers the following reason for tzara'at habayit, tzara'at on the house. Adam omer l'chaveiro. A person says to his friend, Hashileni kardumcha she'avakea bo ha'etz hazeh, lend me your axe so that I can cut down this tree. And even though this person has an axe, v'hu omer lo ein li, and he says, no, I don't want to share it with you. I don't have any. And then the person asks for another tool. And once again, v'hu omer ein li. After that, miyad baha nega al beito, his house is afflicted with tzara'at. According to this ancient midrash, this person is selfish. This person chooses privacy and personal satisfaction over the needs of the community and is not willing to assist others even in situations that are easy for him. This person has forgotten how to give to the community and has forgotten about the needs of others. Such an individual is forced to surrender his personal belongings and depend on others to sustain him. The spiritual remedy prescribed by the Kohen for each situation is exactly what the situation calls for. The selfish person is taught to realize that she lives in a social sharing environment, and the person who defiles public space and harms other people is quarantined and is taught that community is a blessing that needs to be earned. The Torat HaMitzorah is not a list of archaic and strange ailments, but rather it is the spiritual balance of the individual and the community.